The diamond in the rough. Arin knelt in the bed of trampled reed grass. His well-trained eyes studied the tracks. The deer had been traveling all day. Hopefully it would stop soon. Arin nodded in satisfaction. The tracks were still fresh, so the buck couldn't have passed through more than an hour earlier. The time was ripe, and he would return victorious. It was the fourth night of the hunt, and his food was nearly spent. If he failed to fell his quarry tonight, he would have to return empty-handed to town, and he couldn't let that happen. He needed to make this kill, not only for the meat he would get from it, but most importantly for the coin. He would need every ounce of it to survive the journey ahead. Arin began to creep forward. The sky above was crisp and dark, and a light breeze whispered through the air. A silvery cloud drifted across the sky between the peaks that surrounded him. Its edges glowed with a light cast by the waxing moon nestled between the mountains. Streams flowed through the mountains from the stolid glaciers at the peaks. Dark trees surrounded him, and Arin warily felt he was being watched. At 15, Arin had the pinched, slightly unhealthy look of someone who had grown a lot in a short space of time. He had a thin face, high cheekbones, knobby knees, and disheveled black hair with bangs that rested just above his intense, deep blue eyes. His clothes were dirty and travel-worn, but still sturdy. A skinning knife with a bone handle was sheathed on his arm. He carried a pack with a bedroll sticking out of the top. In his hand, Arin gripped his faithful yew bow, and a quiver of arrows were slung across his back. The deer had led him deep into the forest of Asatir that rested on the eastern shoulder of Asatishir of the kingdom of Arinhal. They were filled with rushing rivers, glittering lakes, and the crisp scent of pine. Many hunters and trappers came to these mountains for game, avoided going as far as Arin. The forest was dangerous, prone to mudslides, flooding, and deep snow in the winter, all of which was only worsened by the highwaymen who haunted the few established routes on the outskirts. So far, Arin knew he was the only one who tracked game this deep into the ancient forests. However, Arin wasn't worried. Having practically grown up in the forest, he'd explored much farther than anyone else he knew of. Though Arin wouldn't say he possessed the courage of the legendary heroes he'd been in awe of since his childhood, he knew he was an adept survivor. Throughout his life, he had proven to be unusually capable of escaping tight situations, though not through any gift. It was more likely due to his vigilance, sharp reflexes, and creative problem-solving. With quiet assurance, he paused, then moved stealthily through the forest, pausing when he heard the scraping of something against wood. Silent as a cat, Arin crept forward until he arrived at a glen where moonlight shone through the trees and cast feathery shadows on the ground. With the moonlight, Arin saw the buck by a tree, rubbing its antlers against the bark, removing the velvety coating, leaving behind only the sharp tines. It was a young buck, Arin figured, feeling the shame in needing to kill the creature, but even so he was already counting the coins he would make for the pelt, meat, and the antlers. Knocking an arrow, Arin drew back the bow. All his work over the past 4 days and nights had led up to this. This is it. Just as he aimed for the doe, the ear-splitting screech of an owl pierced the night air. The bird's cry startled Arin, and he jerked the bow back in alarm. The arrow flew, striking the haunch of the buck, which cried out and bolted. Startled, Arin stood suddenly and smacked the top of his head on the lower branch of a tree. Arin felt like his head had been split open. His eyes streamed with tears, and he swayed on the spot before staggering into the glen, trying to dispel the stars that danced before his eyes. He reached down and picked his bow up, brushing off the dirt that had coated it. Arryn stared silently for a time before finally going to the spot where the buck had been, staring at the ground. He saw the glimmers of blood on the grass. He'd hit his mark and the deer wouldn't get far on that injured leg, but now he was going to have to find it before something else did. Though he did not fear the forest, he knew that the predators in here were nothing to sniff at. He had to find the buck, for himself and the poor creature. Arryn knew that he would have to put it out of its misery or let it die a painful death. Sighing as he stood up and charged into the bush, following the trail of blood, his head throbbing, painful with each pounding footfall. Arryn knew his situation was precarious even without the wildlife. He was nearly out of food, and he didn't have enough to make it to the city of Argentum without starving.
"Ah," said a nasty voice in his head, "that's what you always get, isn't it?"
Arryn had no way to counter this. In truth, the most accursed black luck had followed him throughout his life. A simple farm boy, Arryn had originally grown up in a small village in a region beyond a point called the Ridge of Æsatir, Ealdor. His had been a lonely existence. He had no friends. While most of the children avoided him, a few were brave enough to pick on him. Most people in the village looked at Arryn with fear and contempt, whispering and gossiping about him, calling him daft, if not dangerous. The terrible truth was that Arryn was far more than a simple farm boy. He carried the burden of a secret that would lead to his certain death if it were to be discovered. Arryn sighed and shook his head. He had to keep focused on the trail. The blood was getting thicker, meaning that the buck was bleeding more profusely. He slowed his pace and listened, hearing a hard breathing. Arryn walked forward before he found the buck, lying on the floor, panting and quivering. Arryn swallowed before he stepped forward and drew his skinning knife. The buck looked up at him with its large black eyes, eyes full of pain and confusion. Arryn knelt next to the head and began to stroke the head, whispering words of comfort as the blade flashed. The buck tensed, struggled for a moment, but then fell still, the light going out of its eyes. Arryn stared at it for a time, remembering what his mother had told him once. "It's not pleasant, but we owe it to all those we hunt to ensure they suffer little. Remember that, Arryn." Arryn did remember, but the thought did little to help him. He had long ago gotten used to the grisly business of hunting, but for the most part, he liked to make his kills quick and clean. But tonight was not one of those nights. Still, he had to get to work on the buck, or else he would be drawing attention from scavengers. Arryn began his work on the buck. He was at work for several minutes when he sensed something and saw movement out of the corner of his eye. Turning, he saw a pair of gleaming ice-blue orbs staring at him. Then a creature emerged from the wood, as silent as a shadow. The creature was a wolf, but massive. It was easily 4 feet tall at the shoulder, with fierce blue eyes, a sturdy body that was lean, fit, and covered with snow-white fur. The wolf walked toward Arryn, who didn't even look up as he continued skinning the buck. It was only when the wolf stopped, towering above Arryn, that he turned and looked up into its fierce blue eyes.
"Hello, Blizzard."
A voice spoke in Arryn's head.
"What took you so long?"
A slight smile tugged at the corners of Arryn's mouth.
"An owl hooted and startled me, so I had to track it down."
"An owl, eh?"
Blizzard replied. Auron continued his work, not really that worried now that Blizzard was with him. He knew that Blizzard's large bulk was enough to stave off all but the largest of beasts.
Anything of note for you?
No,
answered Blizzard.
Besides, I already had that dough when we first camped. I still won't have to eat until tomorrow, at least.
Good, said Auron, because I need to save as much of the meat as I can to trade in Argentum.
What about the rest?
Blizzard nodded to the head of the deer.
Those would fetch a penny or two.
Auron sighed. He knew that Blizzard was right, but he was hesitant.
I don't want to dull the knife blade. It's hard enough to sharpen with my old whetstone.
It still would be worth it, for the coin you would get, replied Blizzard. Do what you will, I'm just suggesting. If it takes a while, then I will keep the wildlife away.
Auron thought about it, weighing the odd. It was true that the deer's head would make for more money than he would get without it, but his skinning knife wasn't designed for cutting through bone. Eventually, Blizzard's argument won out. Auron sighed and began to work on the head, hacking and sawing at the bone, muscle, and sinew, knowing full well that he would be smelling of blood. Finally, he sighed and turned to Blizzard.
Can you help, please?
Blizzard stepped forward, paced around the head for a moment, before he opened his mouth, his razor teeth gleaming in the light, and bit down on the head of the deer. Auron held the carcass as Blizzard gave a powerful twist and the head tore free of the neck. Auron sighed with relief.
Thank you.
No worries, said Blizzard. I was about to take pity on you.
Auron smiled and tended to the pelt before he stood up.
Come on, he said. It's late. Let's find a place to make camp, tend to these meats, pelt, and antlers before going to bed.
Agreed, said Blizzard.
Auron stood up and, carrying the prizes in his arms, left, heading back the way he had come through the forest. As they walked, Auron said,
Thank you for the help, Blizzard.
Blizzard snorted.
No thanks are needed. The head was barely connected at all. Still, I feel that you waste your time on these deer. I would prefer to stalk an elk or a moose. Now that would be a worthy hunt.
Not taking his eyes off the treacherous ground, Auron said,
I couldn't carry that much meat without the smell attracting predators.
I would help you carry the meat.
You would eat the meat, countered Auron, as you did last time.
So?
Auron gave another small smile. Eventually, they found a spot to camp under the roots of a large fallen tree by a gurgling river. Auron took the time to clean his hands and arms of the dried blood. Afterward, he set about lighting a fire, trimming the meat, cooking a sizable piece of it while wrapping the rest. Then he made a spit over the fire and hung the deer pelt to dry. He removed his meat, tossed a piece to Blizzard to snap it up, and pulled out the bread and cheese in his pack. Eating that with the venison, Auron was satisfied as he pulled out his bedroll and set it on the forest. Blizzard curled up next to him.
Good night, Auron.
Good night, replied Auron.
He closed his eyes and slipped into his dreams.